This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The Philippines and China on Saturday accused each other of intentionally ramming Coast Guard ships in disputed waters of the South China Sea. Reuters' Fiona Jones reports.
The Philippine Coast Guard said that the China Coast Guard vessel 5205, quote, directly and intentionally rammed the Philippine vessel without provocation. They added that the ramming damaged the Philippines' 320-foot ship, but no one was injured. In a statement, a China's Coast Guard spokesman said a Philippine ship, quote, illegally stranded at the shoal, had lifted anchor and, quote, deliberately rammed a Chinese vessel. He called on the Philippines to withdraw immediately or bear the consequences. Beijing claims almost the entire South China Sea. The Permanent Court of Arbitration in 2016 found China's sweeping claims had no legal basis, a ruling Beijing rejects.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. The collision near the Sabina Shoal was their fifth maritime confrontation in a month. The United States military in Iraq launched a joint raid targeting suspected Islamic State group militants in the country's western desert that killed at least 15 people and saw several American troops hurt. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
The U.S. military's Central Command alleged that militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack. An Iraqi military statement said among the dead were key ISIS leaders without identifying them. It added all hideouts, weapons, and logistical support were destroyed, explosive belts were safely detonated, and important documents and devices were seized. The U.S. forces have been fighting the Islamic State for years after dislodging the militants from their self-declared caliphate across Iraq and Syria. The casualties from this raid were higher than in previous ones, but officials added that there was no indication any of them were civilians. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
This is VOA News. Gaza's health ministry says it has begun a three-day campaign to inoculate children in Gaza against polio and prevent the spread of the virus. It starts a day before the large-scale vaccine rollout and planned pause in fighting agreed to by Israel and the United Nations World Health Organization. Health workers aim to administer vaccines to some 640,000 Palestinian children. A temporary accommodation center in the Moscow region of Russia has become a sanctuary for children evacuated from the conflict-ridden Kursk region in the wake of the Ukrainian incursion. Ryan Chang has more.
Deputy Director Elena Zubkova oversees the center, which hosts 126 children. She says the children show signs of their traumatic experiences. The children are making the most of their situation, but the absence of their parents is felt deeply. One of the evacuated students, Ilona Shevchenko, says she was forced to evacuate from a camp in the Kursk region to Moscow and said the experience was a little scary. Kiev launched its surprise operation into Kursk in western Russia on August 6th. Ukraine says the incursion, arguably its boldest move in a war that began with a Russian full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, aims to protect its border settlements from constant Russian strikes.
Ryan Chang for Reuters. Presidential candidates Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have very different visions on climate laws. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump have starkly different visions on how to address a changing climate while ensuring a reliable energy supply. Harris cast the tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, President Joe Biden's landmark climate law. As a senator from California, she co-sponsored the Green New Deal, but now says she will not ban fracking, a common drilling technique. Trump criticized her changing positions at a campaign rally in Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
She's vowed repeatedly that we will ban fracking. She just said it today. I saw it. They have a clip from like 2 years ago. She said, no, I'm in favor of fracking, like last week.
Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Norway's Princess Martha Louise married her long-term partner, American spiritual guru Durek Verrett, on Saturday in a ceremony attended by the Norwegian king and other royalty and celebrities, but marked by what critics saw as a commercialization of the event. At a media event in June, the couple introduced a special pink gin for the wedding, with the label bearing their names on the back of the bottle. Norwegian health authorities ruled this week that the marketing of the drink was inappropriate. For more news and expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.